Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of July, so happy Independence Day to our U.S. listeners. 2023, got the best 40 in tech that's going on right now, and we'll get you caught up on it in less than 5 minutes. Oh, when is this Reddit drama going to stop? Yeah, probably never. It has died down a little bit, but now we're seeing third-party Reddit apps. Yep, a lot have shut down already. Yes, several third-party apps are no longer operational, all due to the website's new API rules. Now, a few have actually chosen to charge users for the access, but who knows how long that's going to last. One of the big ones, Apollo, saying that Reddit pulled the plug a little too early, cutting off the app's access to the content on the website. It's already been made clear that Apollo would have to pay about $20 million a year under the new rules to actually keep that app up and running. Another one that's disappeared is Bacon Reader. If you try to fire up that app, you'll notice a thanking them and explaining why it's no longer operational. Now, as far as subscription models go, well, apparently Relay for Reddit are going to give it a try, at least in the coming weeks. The developer over there said they're going to try and hit the lowest price point possible and try to keep subscription prices affordable for everybody. Again, that remains to be seen. As we all know, Reddit announced way back in April they would start charging companies API access on July 1st. And with all the hoopla that's been going on around it, they've never wavered. And definitely by the looks of it now, they're never going to. Well, you trying to sign up for Blue Sky? You best keep trying. But probably not today, as Blue Sky, yeah, they've halted sign-ups for at least a little while. Because, about everybody wants to sign up for the service. Those of you unfamiliar, Blue Sky, the decentralized Twitter-like social network, they had a temporary sign-up going, hey, come on over, try us out. Apparently half the world decided, yeah, okay. Thus now pausing new sign-ups temporarily. The reason for this, well, they were having performance issues for the platform. They said that while our team continues to resolve existing performance issues, we'll update you when invite codes will resume functionally. We're excited to welcome more users to our beta test very soon. Now, those of you that did get on Blue Sky, you might have noticed it's kind of dragging a bit. That's to do with the extra traffic that's come on board. Apparently, this is also part of the fixes that the team is currently working on and are currently pushing out updates to their mobile apps, and hopefully that will fix things for a lot of users. And finally, hey, here's maybe the reason why a lot of people decided to go out over to Blue Sky, Twitter. Yeah, here's another thing coming from the platform. Looks like they're going to restrict you on just how many tweets users can actually read each day. Ah, yes, now this will be for unverified accounts, and maybe for a lot of people, they won't be affected. Now, Elon has said the company would restrict unverified accounts reading 600 posts per day and new accounts to only 300 tweets daily. However, though, if you're a verified account, you can read 6,000 posts each day. Gee, you would have thought that would have been unlimited, right? Heck no. According to Elon, Twitter would soon ease the limits to 8,000 for verified accounts and 800 for those without Twitter Blue. Now, Elon went on to say he didn't know how long Twitter plans to restrict users in this way and if it's just going to be a temporary thing. My gut tells me, no, it won't. As it seems right now, Twitter, yeah, they're trying to squeeze every little cent they can out of everyone that uses the platform. So at this point, it seems pay up or see a lot less. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. So send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. As always, the new show, part of the British Tech Network, head to britishtechnetwork.com and check out the Mac Show and the Big Show while you're over there as well. And don't forget about the BTN community at our Slack room. Come join the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best in tech that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.